Put your hands together for my man, Comic View, Def Jam, Martin Lawrence, First Amendment, World Star, Ballhead.
First things first, shall I introduce myself? I'm the temp, I'm about to juice myself. I'm a Jacktown big dog, and it's my town. Rep Inglewood and whole hood wearing my crown. Rock that jam, Comic View was the best man. Truth is, Ballhead ain't nothing to test, man. That's right, keep talking, I change your life. If not, keep talking, we'll bang your wife. I'm joking, bro, new king gotta shine. I'm smoking Joe, Blaze World Star, and the shit still smoking, yo. First Amendment, Martin Lawrence, nigga, that's me. Fuck a joke, let me tell you what happened to me. Work hard at my trade spectacularly. Grandmo got the whole world laughing at me.
OG Talk. People react off of what they see.
Put your hands together,
and really what they hear. And it's crazy. Because a lot of us are being poisoned every day. You think it's just black on black crime? No. What it is that's what the media cover more than anything. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. It's just a fact that we get more news coverage as blacks on black on black crime. Anything that got to do with anything negative, watch the news and watch past what you see. Like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't have all the answers, but I know what ain't true. Because it's more other races that are killing their own than we are. But we're the only ones that you're going to hear about it. So it makes you think we're the only ones that are doing it. OG Talk. Women that think men ain't right, we ain't out here doing what we supposed to do. You just tired of running into this, that, and the other type of men. All men are the same. All men are dogs. I got a solution for you. Get you a stud. Studs pay all the bills. Studs take care of all the kids. No, they ain't they kids. They do all of that that you want. But it's some things that they can't do. Be a man and do men stuff. And I ain't just talking about sexually. You figure that out. Because if I get into it, it's going to run out of time. However the case may be, we can discuss it. We can talk about it. Just let me know. But go on, hop that fence and see how that is. And if you hop that fence, you can't come back because that's what you wanted. So keep that same energy. What up, y'all? It's your boy Ball Hit. Hey, man, first off, let me tell y'all something. I don't know about this brick wall shit. I don't know how to get it off here, man. What the fuck is going on? I'm not in no brick wall. It looks weird. Try my best to get it off. But welcome to Ball Hit's podcast on YouTube. But this is a different edition. And shout out to everybody that's in the live. What up, Freddie? Freddie Chico, my cousin. What's up, cuz? H-Town in the building. Oh, there go my twin brother, Ruby. What up, baby? What up, boy? Goddamn it, Gino Rogers is in the building. We are doing it. H-Town, yeah, man. What's up, man? We're trying to make it happen, man. I'm going to be telling some stories tonight, or really one story at a time, about some stuff that used to happen to me. Like, you know, when I was a kid, man, at the same time I'm trying to get this shit off my back. Right, there it go. There it go. There we go. I can do that. I guess not. I don't even want to do that. Keep it like that. They got all type of stuff on there. Well, I could be in somebody's Look like I'm in somebody's front room, but I'm not. Anyway. There we go. In the Ballheads podcast. And if y'all want to give a donation, y'all can cash out Ballhead Phillips or chime me at Baton Phillips. It's going past down the thing right there. Mike, what up? What up? What up? On my Facebook people, what's going on? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Oh, man. One of my dogs. What up, Keith? See you looking good there, boy. What up? I'll be seeing you traveling, man. Happy belated birthday. I know I missed it, but I'm sorry. Been ripping and running and doing my thing. So today, this is called, this is a segment of street-ish before the stage. Like, you know, from Chicago, from the South Side. Born and raised in Inglewood. My mama moved to the East Side. And there was a lot going on through my life, you know, as far as the gang shit, gang culture, all of that. But I'm going to tell y'all a situation. In my neighborhood in Inglewood, ain't nothing but GDs. So that was the dominant gang at the time, the GDs and the BDs. However, across the boulevard, which is 55th, it was a neighborhood called Motown. Motown ain't for the number stones. So I had to be probably about 13 years old. So when I was 10, I became a part of the Black Gangsta Disciples. Then the factions broke up, but I was 13 years old. And see, in Chicago, the house music that y'all be hearing, and they be talking about house music in Chicago, house parties used to be cracking. It didn't matter what you was, you was gonna go to a house party. And I'm not talking about a house party actually in a house. It was the music. It's the kind of music that we listen to. Old school music that had different beats put to it or something was pumped up. And they was making music, you know, like my man Farley Jack, Master Funk. And at that time, it was the Furious Five DJs. I think it was the Furious Five. What did they call the Furious Five, Keith? I think all the motherfucking DJs was the Furious Five. So anyway, in different neighborhoods, it was different gangs. You could cross a boulevard, across the street, you in a whole different section. But one thing that will make a dude go into a neighborhood he ain't supposed to go to is a woman. It ain't no new shit. Niggas went Hot Mix 5. Okay, it was Hot Mix 5. So the Hot Mix 5 was Farley, I think Steve Silk Hurley. Oh my God, I can't remember all them damn names. But one of the places that we used to go to was Mendel. Let's go to Mendel. I was young, but I went to the Spy. Damn. Y'all name some of the places, man. I can't remember all the name of them. But I knew I was at them. And that's where they held house parties. It wasn't in somebody's house. So the people that were not from Chicago, I don't want y'all to get confused. House party was the Steve Silk Hurley. Yep. It was if y'all remember the DJ's name, oh, Courtyard, yes, Lord. Yeah, them people is househeads or people that love house music. Age that we are 50-something right now, house song, come on, either we dancing or we laying up against the wall chilling. Because back when house music was out, niggas was dancing. I don't give a fuck who you was. Niggas was dancing, niggas was preppy, niggas was house. And preppy and house was two different styles and fashions of clothes and music you listen to. You deep house, it was a chance that you was really crazy. You was off shrooms back when niggas was taking shrooms, angel dust, and there was some gay people. Gay people party real hard with straight people when it came to house music. You could tell the dudes that was gay, and it really wasn't nobody tripping about them because they was spinning around all damn night. But anyway, that's a whole nother segment. Me being who I was at the time, going to the house parties, kicking, I had long hair. Finger wave, perm. Kept my hair permed up. If anybody knew me back then, kept the finger waves in my head. Sometime I had the blue streak. You know what I'm saying? ZD to the world blow up. But anyway, the thing was, I ain't speak on watching your back. Jano, you know how we was. And that brother used to watch my back. I used to watch his back. But see, that's a Jano, I'm going to tell him about the mall. Not today. The mall is a whole nother story. Yeah. 75th Street. Ooh, yeah. The power plants on 75th Street. I lived, now at one point in time, my mother moved over east. The first place she moved to was 75th and Saginaw. That was Motown. No, Terrortown. That was Terrortown. Nothing but Stones. That was Jess Ford's land. That's when the Stones were L. Rookins, and it was at the height of everything. This was, well, I moved over there before Jeff Ford got locked up, before all of the drama. And I used to be over there with a brother, may he rest in peace, one of my best friends, my eighth grade buddy, Abir Tamir. Anyway, you done got me jumping. Prop House, yep. Shout out all them damn places that we used to go. Y'all know if you was house and the house heads, the clubs we used to go to. So the thing was, we didn't go to Mendo this night. We went to this place called, they used to have them in hotels. And I happened to go to the Bismarck. Okay, here go the names for the Folly, Mickey Mixon Oliver, Sky Smoking Seals, goddamn Kenny Jam and Jason, Ralph Rosario, Steve Silver Curly, and Julian Jumping Perez. Keep winning, Google that shit. He went and Googled that shit. But anyway, let me get on with the story. Because I'm going to be doing a lot of these stories about, you know, shit that I could talk about I ain't talk about now. I mean, shit that I could talk about now that I wasn't going to talk about, and the things that happened. Always been a tough dude, but when situations come, all that tough shit don't matter. You're going to be real. Everybody in Chicago at one point in time, younger coming up, going through that gang shit, if you was in a gang, if you was connected, if you was not, you had to run. So it was really three times in my life that I had to run that I can remember right now. Anyway, so we came from this party downtown. There's a hotel called the Bismarck. When I tell you it was jumping. And guess what, y'all? It was in the height of winter. I'm talking about the Chicago snow that y'all heard about back then that's jumping off now that don't nobody want to move to Chicago for, or some people want to move out of Chicago. This is that 8 to 10 inches of snow. We in this club where this hotel that the DJs have rented out, popping. People coming from everywhere. A lot of us didn't have no cars. We was either riding on trains or buses, or like me and my guys, we were still in. So this particular time, me and my cousin, D'Artagnan, a.k.a. Pokey, we was at the party kicking, and we seeing everybody, we hanging out, house music jumping off. And we met some chicks. We met some girls. We met two girls. And one of them was like, where you from? I was like, I'm from Inglewood. They was like, I'm from Inglewood. And they said where they stayed at. They stayed on the block. They stayed a block over from Sherman Park. The block over from Racine. I think so as Troop. I think they stayed on Troop. Anyway, when they said it, she told me where she lived at. I looked at my cousin. See, my cousin went in no game. All right, Lady Handcrackers in the comments. Hot right in the steamer. Yeah, hop right in the steamer, baby. We will hop in the steamer and go to a club and get in another steamer and come back. But anyway, so let me put some of this shit up. I should be putting it up. Those are the names of the top DJs at the time that was jumping in and out of the clubs. You know what I'm saying? Fredo Davis, what up, boy? Y'all make sure y'all go follow my dog, Fredo Davis, one of the funniest comedians, skit motherfucking writers doing his thing. Straight setup. It had to be, but you know, we ain't noticed because it was a straight setup. So me and my cousin Pokey, we hollering at these girls. We done danced. And back then when you danced and it got you aroused like a motherfucker and got the girl aroused and all of that. So what happened was, We doing our thing. Got you, bro. Got you. We doing our thing. We dancing. Shit's over with, right? Now let me tell you something. One of the girls seen me. She knew I had these finger waves. I was dancing, but this gonna be the funny shit. I wasn't really gonna sweat my hair out like that. I had the finger waves. I wasn't gonna sweat my hair out. I just got my shit dead. Anyway, we kicking it. I'm like, what y'all finna do? Oh, we finna go to the crib. Y'all wanna come? My cousin looking at me. I said, yeah, we ain't coming over there to be playing no games. Now, by this time, we had to get on the train. We had to get on like two trains and a bus. So by the time we got home or to their crib, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. Wasn't nobody outside. Snow like crazy, right? We go into their crib. We get to getting our nail on. Well, I got to get my nail on. My cousin had to be nailing over there too, I think. So he in another room. We nailing. Bam. Old girl was telling me she was finna make some breakfast and go to sleep. And that, now I'm like 14. Breakfast, girl. I don't eat nobody cooking but my mama cooking. I wakes my cousin up because I'm like, nigga, we in Motown. I ain't finna get caught over here. One, I got these finger waves. And if you ain't from Chicago, you didn't know back then, if a dude had finger waves in his head, he was a black gangster disciple. His gangster disciple. That's all who wore him. So what happened was, I gets him up. He run in the bathroom, dust himself off. After I done got out of the bathroom, dust myself off. We get outside. It's like 6:30, maybe 7 in the morning. Nigga, when I tell you, this is when the first time I knew it was some bullshit. You know we boogie. I knew it was some bullshit. When me and my cousin walked out on the porch, the door slammed so quick and loud. Floom! Old girl, and I still remember that house. They stay four houses from the corner. When you get to the corner, you on Racine. And on Racine, it was a lot. Then it was Racine. You had to cross the street to get on the bus. So I'm looking like, nigga, why they slam that door so motherfucking hard? He's like, I don't know, man. Come on, let's go. Now, like I said, my cousin wasn't hooked up. He wasn't in no gang. He wasn't in no gang. He ain't no shit up. He didn't really be on that. But me, I was. So we go out. We get out of old girl and them gate. As soon as I close the gate to put the liquor hook on, I hear, but I didn't see nobody. So he like, man, come on. What the fuck was that? It was really the motherfuckers making attention to know. So we walking. Man, let me tell y'all something. We get to the corner. Full grown ass. I'm telling you, these niggas was grown. To me, they was grown. I was like 14. I had to be about 14. They had to be like 20, 21, 23. It was four niggas. That all of them looked exactly like Stone and Robert off of Coolie High. They was on bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They had their heads to the left. One of them had dreads. Other one had the black and red on. He looked at me. He said, man, what you ride? Back then, when somebody asked you what they ride, that's really was like what you represent, what gang you in. I'm already knowing then. And this situation made me have react to a different situation that was down the line. So that nigga said, what you ride? I said, man, I'm a gangster disciple. Y'all know this man smacked the shit out of my cousin. I'm telling you, he smacked my cousin so hard, I never seen nobody. And so quick, I never seen nobody. Father slapped him this quick. I never seen a robber smack a nigga with a gun quick. He smacked my cousin so hard and looked back at me. He like, bow, and looked at me like, put his watch on him. Because my cousin had this nice watch on. He had his watch on. He smacked my cousin so hard. And Joe, I think they knew my cousin was older than me. He smacked him so hard and told me. Well, y'all got a picture of this. Somebody getting smacked in my mind, the hardest smack ever. Wow! And these niggas look like they just either got out of. These niggas look like they went in an Audi home and came out of the penitentiary. That's how long they've been able to swap. Smacked that man so hard, looked at me and said, put his watch, take his watch off his arm and put it on it and go. My cousin looked at me, I said, give me your arm, shit. This motherfucker tied too tight, man. Boy, I put that watch on that other nigga arm so motherfucking quick. I didn't want to get smacked like that. Man, fuck that. That man, I knew all the moisture that was in my cousin's mouth came out of his mouth. And I knew it was going to have to be, in the midst of this, I was going to have to get slapped too. I was going to have to get slapped. They weren't just going to slap him and not slap me. Dude, when you know danger finna come your way and you know you caught dead right, four grown niggas, first thing I said was, the first chance I get. My cousin, he's solid though. He ain't crying. He holding that face though. That motherfucker was swelling up. He said, what you doing over here? Who the fuck y'all over here for? Oh, you folks, you got them finger waves in your way, huh? Oh, you a culprit. Culprit was an insult back then. I already told him what I was. What up, Squanner? I already told the man what I was. Next thing you know, the man told the other man. The man is smacking me, saying, man, check their pockets, man. We getting all this shit, then we beating the fuck out of them. They ain't gonna never come over here again. I don't know what happened, but the grace of God, I looked and I seen somebody, and I was like, hey, man, when them niggas turned around and looked the way that I said it, I darted the other way. Now, let me tell y'all something. It's levels of running. Levels of running. It's speeds. They would call it speeds. I called it levels. It was dart, dirty, book, and pium. Nigga, I went from dirty to pium. My cousin followed fucking suit. He wasn't going to stay there because all it took for them niggas to look back and then I know they were like, them niggas is magicians. Because if we ain't leave a puff of smoke, nigga, I don't know what we left. We was booking like a motherfucker. Right? Y'all know, anybody in Chicago know, when you in some bullshit and shit jumping off and you trying to get away, here come the bus. I heard the bus. I seen the bus. I crossed the street in motherfucking mid-early morning traffic because we went to the party at the Bismarck was on a Sunday night. So Monday morning was, you know, motherfuckers was going to work. So now it's morning traffic. Hey, Sam, you know Pune is, boy. Pune, I don't even know if I can get to that level of Pune no more. But we running through this early morning traffic, 6 or 7 o'clock now. We done nailed these girls, got out their house. I'm like, these bitches gave us some pussy to get us killed. When I tell you, I ran and we hopped on that bus, the light caught the bus. Let me hook y'all up on something about Chicago Transit Authority. Some of them people ain't shit. Man, see, we running. Hop on the bus and, man, hey, man, don't be bringing all that drama on my bus. Y'all gonna have to get off here. Because dude then was closing the fuck in. See, Mac, what up, G-Bo? Hey, man, hey, man, hey, man, listen. I looked at that bus driver one time. I said, if they get on this bus, they gonna fuck us up or kill us. And guess what? I'm telling them you GD2. The light was red. If anybody know about Chicago bus, any type of transit, before the bus take off, you hear the door go. That motherfucker ran that light. He ran that light in early morning rush hour traffic on Racine 55th on the boulevard. Everybody on there that's from Chicago, they know how that motherfucker bus roll and how that traffic is. It was cars going, ah! It really wasn't a lot of people on that bus. And that kind of amazed me too. Because we got at the front. We didn't even make it to the back. I'm like, you better drive this bus. These niggas is finna kill us. And man, Joe, and see, I told y'all, Tracy, what up? A boulevard make a difference. when he crossed 55th Racine, it was on 60th Racine, that's GD territory. They want for the run across that. So it's really like two stops. We got up off that motherfucker and ran. I stayed on 61st. Me and my cousin stayed on 61st Bishop. So we just kind of ran down 59th Street. We was good. Everybody knew us. That was our side. We get to the crib. This nigga gonna look at me and say, I can't believe you took my watch off me and put it on that other man. I said, I can't believe you stood up strong after he slapped you like that, because I would have fainted. I would have fainted. That was too hard for a grown man of that size and stature to be smacking on me, and I was 14 years old. My cousin was 17. He had a more tougher face than I did at that time. And then I told my cousin, I said, you need to be in the gang, because you're not in the gang, and then you with me, and you getting all this gang shit. You know, you need to just go on and be in the gang. And he was like, nigga, fuck you. I'm going to be about something about my life, and you going to be in the gang. You're going to be dead or something. And it comes to turn out that I didn't die. Almost did. But he had that strong-ass face. He had a strong face. Little skinny, strong face. Tough face, motherfucker. My face, what? I don't know. I've never got slapped like that. I done pissed some women off, and they done slapped me. I never know nobody got slapped like that. That was the strong face. So see, my mama, after that, second story I'm going to tell y'all. And these stories are true. This ain't no bullshit. I ain't got too many times when motherfuckers was chasing me. Because after a while, I wasn't finna be running. And I was getting older. And I was like, man, I ain't finna run from the motherfuckers. You know, you get older, you learn how to fight more. You know how to maneuver more. You know how to do shit. But them niggas was a different age. So we lost that battle. But we live to tell a story. So this motherfucker said, you exfoliate. Boy, you dumb as hell. Freddie, you was dumb as hell. Told me somebody exfoliate. So what happened was, now this second situation, my mama moved to the east side. She moved to the east side. Good neighborhood, which we thought was a good neighborhood. And I probably told this story before, but to be up under this banner right here, street-ish before the stage. It's my street-ish, you know, street shit, but my street-ish before the stage. Like I said, I grew up in Englewood. My mother, she worked at the National Safety Council. Nice job. We always moved somewhere cool, but it was apartments. This time she moved in a building on 75th and Saginaw. Right across the street from the Pleasure Dome, y'all. Anybody remember the Pleasure Dome? It was on 75th Saginaw. So, I laid up one day, and we was moving in now. Now this one I found out about the neighborhood. Y'all got to understand, I grew up in Englewood, so I really had all that much connection with no stones, because I ain't never go across there. And I showed him go across on that side again after that shit happened to me when I was 13 or 14. Too big, to a big apartment, to the sky. Shut up, fool. So what happened was my mother moved on 75th and Saginaw. I still remember the address, 7545 Saginaw. And I got transferred to go to Bradwell. Shut up, fool. Finally got a piece of the pie. I graduated from a grammar school called Bradwell in Chicago. Myra Bradwell was a good school at the time. Taught me a lot. I learned more street shit in Bradwell than I did grammar shit, school, elementary shit. Anyway, so the first day we moving in, my mother say, go to the corner store right there. Go get some bread, some mayonnaise, some salami, some bologna, some tomatoes, and something else. I think it's something to drink. Because My folks was moving. My cousins was moving in. My cousin them stayed downstairs. We was moving upstairs. And she was finna make some sandwiches and shit. And make sure while y'all on here, if y'all are on Facebook, my Facebook people, make sure y'all share this live, please. Please, I want y'all to share this live up. If y'all on Facebook, I got two Facebook pages on here. Please share this live. Y'all don't do nothing else. Hit and share to a few people. Hit and share to a few people so they can check it out. Because this is going to be something that's going to be going on the regular outside of Ballhead's podcast. So I go to the store. Now, mind you, back then, we didn't have game systems in our house. They had them in a store. The games that was cracking in, now y'all follow me. This was before Pac-Man. Yeah, I'm that old. Asteroids, Space Invaders, Centipede. There was the three games in the game room at the time. Donkey Kong came a little bit later, or it just didn't come in that store. So it was Asteroids, Space Invaders, and Centipede. Asteroids was my shit. Yep, Galaxy was out then too, if I'm not mistaken. No, Galaxy came out when Pac-Man came out. But it was still the standing machine. So man, I done had me $2 and quarters. Well, $2 and quarters is gold back then. So I go in the store, I see them. And what the conquering thing used to be when you played those games, I don't know if how many niggas knew it was a circuit back then, but you used to go into different neighborhoods and beat their game or be on their game and put your name, your initials right there. That was like, well, man, my name on the board, nigga. What y'all want to do? So, yeah, we had arcade games, but they was in the store, the corner stores, and then they had arcades. They had all, okay, like a lot of y'all people that be playing them damn slot machines now, them got transferred out for the games. But anyway, so I'm playing these games. I'm new in the neighborhood. I'm supposed to walk to the corner store and come back. I'm in this motherfucker for damn near 2 hours because I used to get down on the game. Y'all see, I be playing games now. So, you know, I've been a professional game player. And I mean professional, and I could do it. What happened was when I had got switched from Asteroids to Space Invaders, some little boy walked away from the game. And then he came back like, man, I was finna play. I was like, well, I put my cord in already, man. I'm finna play. And nigga looked at me. That's what he said. Man, you ain't from around here. Who is you? What you ride? I looked at him because he was younger than me. I was like, boy, I ride BGDN, nigga. That's what I ride. GD to the sky, nigga. What? He said, yeah, all right. Him and the other little boy, they walked out the store. I'm still in here like a damn near hour later playing. I ain't even went and got the groceries yet. So I went and got the groceries. I'm looking around. I'm noticing outside, it's a whole lot of activity outside, but I ain't really paying that shit no attention. I'm like, it's a neighborhood, you know? Think when I tell you, I got that salami, I got that bologna, I got them tomatoes, I got that mayonnaise, miracle whip, I got the bread, and I think it was a pop or something. I got that shit. It was RC. RC pop, I remember now. I got that shit. I walked to the door and stepped outside. When I tell y'all, it looked like the Bud Billigan parade or nothing but red, black, and green was outside. And them niggas was amped up, right? I ain't really pay attention. But I walk out there, I'm like, man, somebody finna get their ass whooped. It's a lot of motherfuckers. Where all these niggas come from? I ain't know, y'all, at the time that I stayed right around the corner from the Peace of Love building. Peace of Love building was where all the L. Rookins, the Blackstones, Baby Eel, that's where they lived at. Jeff Ford even lived there. It was Jeff Ford's building. Nigga, out of the crowd stepped them two little boys. when I looked and I seen them two little boys, I said, oh, I'm the nigga that's finna get his ass whooped. And I looked at this shit like, damn. When I tell y'all these niggas, one of them said, hey, Lamo, bring yourself right here, man. This the one that was demonstrating. I ain't never had no nigga talk like that. And I was like, this nigga want me out to do a demonstration. But that's how the gang talked it was with the Stones. Stones was like demonstration. Man, I'm the nigga that was doing said the shit out of his mouth about the BGDN. Oh, mind you, Ruben, let me explain to them. I had the finger waves again, but on top of the finger waves, the most disrespectful thing that I had on was a Pittsburgh Steelers hat, and I had it cocked to the right. So imagine I had one of them hats with the P cocked to the right. Yeah, I ain't T.I. I've been rocking my shit like this when I was gangbang. If I ain't rock my shit like this, I rock my shit like that. So I had the Peacestone Ranger hat on. Peacestone Rangers really was Black Peacestone Rangers. But when the GD wore it, it was totally disrespectful. Totally disrespectful. I knew it was disrespectful. But see how Ruben said, oh, nigga. Hey. Them niggas didn't say nothing about this hat because they all had this plan. And when I tell you, y'all remember if y'all ever watched the Warriors when the Gramercy Riffs, because in my mind, the Gramercy Riffs was the Stones. They had them niggas on Coney Island and they all moved up and they looked about. That's how many niggas it was. It had to be about 60, 70 niggas out there, little old me. Niggas say, hey, man, what you say? You ride? The little nigga said, he said he rap BGDN, nigga. Jakes us to the sky. Because I didn't finish it because the niggas ran out. Because the thing was, Gangster to the Sky, All Stones Must Die. Or Six to the Sky, All Stones Must Die. That was like a little lingo, nigga. When I tell you, one of them niggas stole on me. And if you ain't from Chicago, you might not know what stole on me mean. Stole on mean a motherfucker sucker punch your ass or hit your ass when you know that motherfucker was coming. And when he hit me, I could tell it was supposed to be a melee after that. That's what I said. So that nigga hit me. And when my head went, I hit another nigga with the bread, with all the shit that was in the bag. That bag burst it open. Fire! When that bag burst it open, niggas jump back. Guess what I did? I didn't go from dirty. I went straight to pew. Pew! I was out. Roosevelt, what up, boy? They did not play. So I'm pew. The corner store, about 4 or 5 apartments, building, my house. My mom and them still moving in. I run. And I got that type of mama that you ain't finna be running up in here. You gonna fight. I'm running. I got a big lead on these niggas. When I tell you I get to this house, my mama like, what the fuck you running for? What's wrong with you? I looked at my mama and I wanted to say, motherfucker, do you not see this audience of niggas chasing behind me? They ran and ran up. Now back then, Dana, baby, what up? You better be at my party or one of my events. I'm gonna let y'all know about that too when it's over with. But so I'm looking at my mama. And I'm like, mama, do you not see this audience of motherfuckers chasing behind me? She said, oh, you running because they chasing you? Ain't no running over here. And back then, dudes was respectful. It was respectful. It had to be a fight, because if I didn't fight them then, they knew what they seen we was moving in and I was gonna have to fight them every day. So my mama was like, shit, somebody better knuckle up. Y'all going head up. You ain't finna be running in here. My son ain't running from no motherfucker. I'm saying to myself, is you finna help me fight these motherfuckers? Why you sit up there doing all this woofing? These is L Rookins. These ain't them regular niggas. These is L Rookins. Nigga. One of them niggas said, I'll fight him head up. Now, at the time, didn't nobody know I was going to fall apart for boxing. But mind you, I done damn near ran a half a mile full speed. And I got asthma. Not making excuses, just telling y'all what it was. Hey, what up? Pants, what's up? Benjamin, what up? Ain't nothing faster than Pune. You ain't lying. So, I'm looking like, what the fuck I'm gonna do? Trying to catch my breath. My mama said, well, if he call it, you fight him. Because one of them was like, I'll fight him head up. Man, let me tell you something. Man, this nigga get to fight. I scraps him. Beep, 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 beep. The rest of them niggas look like, oh, this nigga can fight. When I did that, that made more motherfuckers want to fight. I thought it was going to make motherfuckers not want to fight. But what it was back then, everybody was fighting. Didn't nobody care about fighting back then. We had tough faces. We was tough niggas. And niggas would fight and fight all day. With no guns being pulled out, with no knives. It was straight hand to hand. I done socked one of them up. My mama said, give him a minute. Anybody next? I'm looking at her like, why the fuck do you care? Is you a stone? I looked at my mama and said, mama, is you a stone? Because you done gave these niggas the authority, the permission to keep fighting me. What the fuck is wrong with you? I done whooped one nigga. Second nigga step up. He a little bigger. He was a little tougher. Ain't gonna lie. Nigga hit me in the nose, bust my nose. I blacked his eye, socked his teeth up. I was trying to mock. Yeah, I asked my mama that. She sit up and just telling, giving these niggas information. So I done socked this nigga up. I'm trying to knock the inside of this nigga mouth out. Cause I don't want nobody, I don't want to keep fighting. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to get tired. Not today, not that day. I done whooped that nigga. Two more niggas was taking their motherfucking jacket off. One nigga took his shirt off. Now, I don't understand this. I never did understand this, people. You ever seen them niggas that be finna fight and they take their shirt off? What the fuck are you finna do, sir? Are you trying to make love or are you trying to fight? I don't want to. No, I don't want. No, I don't want. I don't want. I don't want. I don't fight him. And he had these muscles. And he was like, he ain't nothing but 18. Nigga, that's somebody's father. That is a father. That's a father chest and arms. And he had a tattoo. Big old 5-point star. That 5-point star kind of scared me. I was like, that nigga, he a stone stone. He ain't a regular stone. He a stone stone. So, hey, boy. The other dude I fought was kind of like the size I am now. He was a husky dude. He was tougher than the rest of them because I was hitting this nigga. My dumb ass, the way I calculated, I'm finna body shot him. I'm ducking. They knew I had hands. I'm ducking. I'm dodging. I done caught a couple. Because he ain't know nothing about nobody, but this nigga body was taking a bunch of punches. So then I start hitting this nigga in his head and shit. This nigga head-butted me, nigga. Nigga grabbed me. Back up. I said, yeah, this nigga been in. This nigga is a wrestler or something. I was dizzy for a second. He socked me up. I grabbed him. We locked up. When I got loose, I hit him and knocked him straight out. It's my first knockout in my life. But everything I had in me was gone. Another nigga wanted to fight. He whooped my ass. I ain't gonna lie. Big old stone nigga. Right now, it's so funny. He one of my homies right now. But the nigga was older than me. Imagine, all of this is going on. Somebody then ran back to the Peace and Love building and told Chief Malik, AKA a lot of y'all don't know, Jeff Ford. First time I seen this man, I only seen Jeff Ford twice in my life. The man came around the corner with 30 niggas walking in a single file line. He had on a samurai hat, long coat. Somebody else would have thought it was a cane, but he had a staff. Hey, what up, baby? When I tell y'all, that man walked over there with all them stones. The other stones that was there, they got in line. Y'all remember that time y'all seen Malcolm X and Farrakhan had all them motherfuckers in line when he was in that police station? That's how them stones were. They were so organized. I was impressed, but I was like, these niggas is finna kill everybody out here. And they gonna probably start with me. And I'm tired. His asthma about to, I'm starting to wheeze and shit. He said, oh, somebody done laid some hands. Looked up. My mama said. This one I knew my mama was in the streets before. My mama said, Jeffrey, these your people. I looked at my mama, I said, how the fuck you know this nigga? Who are you? Who are you, mama? Who are you? Why you know these gang members? Nigga, the motherfucker looked at my mama. He said, BB, wait, BB, what's happening? Everybody in the neighborhood always called my mama BB. My mother's name is Brenda Phillips, but my great-grandparents' last name is Bates. So they would call her BB. So they really would be calling her Brenda Bates. So he said, BB, ooh, baby, hey, baby, how you doing? Hugged my mom and shit. And was like, this your boy? Yeah. Jeff Ford said, and this the stone, Blackstone Rangers, Peace Stone Rangers. He said, he welcome over here. Ain't a stone to ever touch him. He said, looked at me and said, don't have your head cocked off to the side. No disrespect from you. Won't be no disrespect from them. He said, do y'all hear me? All of them motherfuckers said, he didn't have to say that. All of them said, yes, sir. All well, Mo. And them niggas left. I looked at my mama. I got a little knot right here. Nosebleed. I said, who are you? Who are you that you know them stones and that man, that's Jeff Ford? How you know him? My mama say, I ain't always been a mama, but I always been a motherfucker. Get your ass in that goddamn house, put some ice on your wound, and I'm gonna send your cousin up to the store to go get some sandwiches and shit. From then on, I lived in Tarrytown for a while, but I had no problems for the stones. And that's why a lot of people don't understand why it's a lot of stones, my friends, because we done fought when it was fighting. And we done grew up, I done whooped some of them. Couple of them got me, couple of them. I got a better record, but a couple of them got me. I can name them. And I ain't got no problem to say I lost the fight because I'm still here. Feel me? But the reason I'm telling y'all these stories is because a nigga can only tell y'all what he was, how he was, and then how he changed. So I hope y'all liked this, the very first edition of my street-ish before the stage, because I wasn't always a comedian. Every week I'm going to be coming. I'm going to run the schedule now, and I'm going to put it on all my social media. So do me a favor, y'all. If y'all are on Facebook, get some stars. Get some stars for a brother. If you own YouTube, share it. Share it, everybody share it. Because I want people to know. And I guarantee y'all, there's some people that's going to verify these stories. It's some people that's going to verify these stories. Because there's a lot of people that'll say they somebody that they ain't. I ain't never that dude. I done been through the trenches. I do stand-up comedy now. Right now, I'm doing acting, improv, all of that. But before all of that, I was in the streets. So I thank y'all for checking this out. Hope y'all enjoy. I'll be back. Y'all know the schedule. Y'all going to see the thing. Picture of me with the beard. And it's going to say, you know, Ballhead Street-ish. But either way it go. Thank y'all for fucking with me. If y'all are in Chicago, the Ballhead's birthday weekend is jumping off March 17th, 18th, and 19th. On the 17th, I will be at Smiley's Gaming Cafe. I'm having a pop-up. If you want to be a vendor, please, please contact me to be a vendor or contact my sister, Tionia Mays. She is on Instagram. She's on my Instagram. On the 18th will be my birthday brunch. My birthday brunch. The birthday pop-up is on the 17th. The birthday brunch is on the 18th. It is going to be at Manning's Island Bar and Grill. Both of these places are in shut up, Ricky. You know damn well I ain't bullshitting. Love you too, girl. Love you too. You going to know damn well. Ricky Skills is a motherfucker that can tell y'all the truth about it because he got stories to tell his damn self. And I ain't going to tell him his shit. But one thing I want y'all to know is on the 17th, the birthday brunch will be in Manning's Island Bar and Grill. Y'all can Google Manning's Island Bar and Grill, and it's going to be off the chain. Oh, what up, cuz? What up, boy? So if you want either event, those two events, my first two events are free. All you got to do is patronize the place, buy a drink, buy some of the food. It's going to be a brunch. Go to event, go on Eventbrite. You can go on Eventbrite right now. Type in Ballhead's birthday weekend and both events will be there. I'm going to be leaving the links on the page after it's over with. I'm going to pin the links to the top so y'all can see them. And, hey, man, the last event, most important event, I'm doing a comedy over depression taping at Tavern on the Grange on the 18th of March. March 18th. The 19th, I'm sorry. March 19th, that's a Sunday. I'm going to be doing Comedy Over Depression tour taping. All you got to do is if you're following me on Instagram, go to my Instagram or go to my bio. Or, like I said, the link will be on my page. I'm finna type all three links on the page of the events so y'all know what they are and you can attend them. First two are free. If you ain't got no money to get the tickets for the taping and the tickets ain't high, tickets ain't high. Trust me, they're not high at all. Yes, thank you. There you go. See, don't think that's my sister, man. She know. Yeah. Tell y'all something. I got a lot of women that I know that's my family, that's my friends, that have always had my back because they know my memory ain't worth two dead fly smash because I was running so much. No, I wasn't running that much. I'm just fucking with y'all. But the 17th Smiley's pop-up. 18th, Ballhead's birthday brunch, Manny's Island Bar, and the 19th, the Comedy Over Depression taping that will be at Tavern on the Grange. All the links are finna go up right now. Thank y'all for hanging out with me. Ballhead's street-ish will be a regular thing because I got a lot of stories to tell. Some shit, I'm gonna put it to y'all like this. I'm telling y'all all the stories that I can talk about. It's a lot of ish I can't talk about. And I go to my grave with. But hey, thank y'all for messing with me. Thank y'all for checking this out. As always, y'all pray for me. I pray for y'all. Peace out.